He holds his bloody hand against his abdomen. You okay? I ask.
Are you?
I nod. Then he does too. You should come inside and clean that off. He looks down at his hand and throws me another nod. We head inside, and he draws his sleeve over his hand to hide the blood as we walk past Lucy, who's too busy to notice us anyway. I bring him toward the shared-use bathroom. Then I check to ensure it's empty. I'm not surprised when I find that it is. We've reached the part of the evening when people usually go out to eat or get high, or drunk before curfew. The heavy door closes behind him once he joins me inside. Before Dalton goes to the sink, he pulls back his sleeve and looks at the fresh blood soaking his skin. With a glassy look in his eyes, he lifts his fist to his mouth and laps the red areas with long, broad strokes of his tongue. Seeing it reminds me of my dream last night, and I imagine his tongue on me just like that. My reaction to that thought must have come across my face because he smirks at me.
It doesn't bother you?
He asks as he raises his bloody fist and smiles. Red clings to his lips. I shake my head. Does it bother you that I like dead things? He shakes his head, and my heart flutters against my chest. This is a weird fucking conversation, and we are weird people. Why does that make me want to kiss him and taste the blood on his lips?